walked, he doubled, and he singled. Had two RBIs and two runs scored. 1-2 the count, and the fans cheering to strike him out. Osterhaus trying to do just that. The 1-2 count, swing and a miss for strike number three. That is the first out of the ninth inning. Brings up Jake Beauchesne to the plate with the bases empty and one away in the top of the ninth. Beauchesne, the right-handed hitting left fielder. It's a righty-righty matchup with Osterhaus trying to go through three complete innings to finish this game off. Trying to go shutout baseball as well. Osterhaus on the mound. He steps that front foot forward, now back into place. First pitch on the way home, it's fouled back. 0-1 the count. Beauchesne, 1-for-4 on the game. He's been retired his last three times up. Struck out looking back in the sixth inning. Before that, he flew out twice to the outfield. 1-1 the count as that pitch misses well outside. Almost goes to the backstop. But before those two flyouts, Beauchesne had doubled back in the first. 1-1 coming home, and the pitch misses low to bring it 2-1. Beauchesne trying to get back on track here. Was able to get the hit. The Rafters last game, just one hit against the Rockers. That came from Nick Adrian as the 2-1 count is a high fly ball down the right field line, reaching towards the seats, and it will get out of play. Now a 2-2 count. The Rafters had just five base runners all game. Two of those were Nick Adrian. Jake Beauchesne trying to get back on track after that game. He led off this one with a double, but since then, still not able to get on. So a 2-2 count here, and the pitch on the way home, it's fouled back once again out of play. The Rafters trying to get back in the win column after they had dropped their last game. They had previously won in Green Bay. They have been a lot better on the road here in the second half than at home as the 2-2 count is grounded to the left side of the infield. Sneaks on by the third baseman. Long throw from short, and it will see Beauchesne going back to the bag. And he had thought about rounding for second but didn't make the motion. And so, with that, the Rafters have a one-out single from Jake Beauchesne, his second hit of the game. Donnie Scott heading out here to have a chat with the first base umpire, and Scott claiming, hey, Beauchesne tried rounding for second. First base umpire was watching and said otherwise. The throw from shortstop was deep in the third base hole, and it went 6-3, but a nice play over at first base kept it from going further back. Looked like Beauchesne was looking at the ball to see if it was going to miss the glove of Kosciuszko at first, but saw that it didn't and then turned back around. So now they have confirmed that he is safe at first. Runner on first with one away in the top of the ninth inning. Tying runner at the plate for the Rafters. It's Matanaco who sends the first one high in the air out towards shallow left field. Running up on it is the left fielder. And that ball is caught by Charlie Marion for out number two. The Rafters down to their last out in the top of the ninth. Down two runs. They have the tying runner at the plate. But can they do anything with it? Gaz, the right-handed hitting first baseman, that's who it all comes down to. Righty-righty matchup. Runner on first is Beauchesne. He's a good runner, but not too much of a reason to try taking off for second. First pitch on the way home in there, called for strike number one. 0-1 the count. Gaz, 1-for-4 this game, his one single, a 2-RBI single back in the fourth. That's the last time the Rafters scored runs. 0-1 the count, swing and a miss, 0-2, and the Rafters are down to their last strike of the game. 0-2 with two away, and the runner on first Rafters down two, and this stadium is getting loud. Trying to encourage Chase Osterhaus to finish it. And the 0-2 count instead is going to be a pickoff move over to first. Nobody was covering the bag, though. So Jake Beauchesne out and back to first in plenty of time. No throw eventually came. And now the 0-2 count with two away. Trying to finish it off. The Mallards trying to move, and it's sent high in the air. Foul down the left field line. Still an 0-2 count. That one was laced up pretty well by Gaz, but just not hit fair. So still an 0-2 count. Beauchesne was taking off for second on that pitch. He's getting a pretty large lead over there at first with Kosciuszko not holding him on. 0-2 the count. And Beauchesne once again taking off. It's fouled away by Gaz. Still 0-2. So Gaz fighting to stay alive up here. His last time up in the seventh inning, he saw six pitches. Five of them were strikes. He had fouled off a couple of them before putting his grounder into play. Going to try for a different result here. 0-2 the count. And runner taking off again. It's grounded over towards third. Picked up, long throw to first, and it beats out Gaz. And that does it. The Mallards have won yet again, and the Rafters not able to take care of business here in Madison. It goes 5-3 in the ninth inning. And in the ninth inning, the Rafters, no runs on the one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. Final score, 9-7. The Mallards win it. So not a good news Tuesday night, unfortunately. And, well, we will head to the Rafters postgame show. That comes up next. This is the Rafters baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Well, the final score here from Warner Park in Madison, Wisconsin does not go the Rafters' way. They end up dropping it 9-7 in a game that the Rafters played so well and were able to come back in on, but just at the last moment, not able to hang on. Those two runs in the eighth inning did the damage that was necessary. Great pitching all around from the Rafters bullpen, though, taking over in a tough position after Seth Spencer was only able to go one inning. Let's take a look back at how it all happened. Top of the first, the Rafters actually had the lead. They scored a run on a sacrifice fly from Madden Akko. It was a single from Kareem Arusovic and then a double from Jake Beauchesne to put runners on second and third, and Madden Akko made the most of it with the sacrifice fly. That made it 1-0. But the bottom of the first comes around, and Seth Spencer not able to have the outing he wanted. 45 pitches in the first inning. He faced all nine batters, and he had allowed five in a row to reach at one point. It was capped off by Will Johannes, who had a three-run shot with two outs to make it 6-1 Mallards. Then in the second inning, the Rafters, they bite back. They get three runs of their own as they send home a run on an E9. Eric Harper scored on the fielding error from the right fielder. Hiroto Kobayashi then comes home to score on the Kareem Arusovic double, and so does Royce Clayton Jr. So that made it a 6-4 ball game. Third inning comes around, and the Rafters, bottom of the second comes around, and the Mallards are able to add one more run on a sacrifice fly out to left field. Even though Jake Beauchesne did end up dropping it, the run would have come home to score, so the error didn't end up resulting in anything else. So that made it a 7-4 ball game. In the third inning, the Rafters add one more on an RBI single from Hiroto Kobayashi. 7-5 is the score. And then in the fourth inning, the Rafters add two more runs, a two RBI single from Landon Gaz, as he sends home both Kareem Arusovic and Mananaco to tie at 7-7. That score would stay the same all the way up until the bottom of the eighth inning. And in the bottom of the eighth, the Mallards finally able to take the lead. It was a four-walk inning from Landon Desart, and then an E5 from the Rafters' third baseman, Kareem Arusovic, allowed the runner to score from third base, and another nearly came around to score. However, eventually able to throw him out at the plate. That finished off the eighth inning and made it just the two runs that came home to score. So the score 9-7 entering the ninth, and the Rafters saw a one-out single from Jake Beauchesne, although he was left at first base as Mananaco and Landon Gaz were both retired. Chase Osterhaus goes three innings to finish the game, all shutout. Drayton Liu had two shutout innings of his own, six up, six down between the fifth and sixth innings, and he got it over to Osterhaus, who finished off the game with a very quality pitching appearance. Those final five innings, the Rafters unable to score, and that is what did them the damage. The Rafters, let's take a look at their stats now. On the pitching side, Tyler Pacetti, four innings, he allowed just one run. Ashton Poole had two shutout innings. He didn't allow a hit in his two innings. He did allow two walks and didn't have any strikeouts, but hey, he was able to go scoreless through those two. And then Landon Desart came into the game, and in his one inning pitched, he walked four batters and allowed two runs, although only one of them was earned. He did not allow a hit. Desart's got some good stuff, but it's just a matter of finding the location right now, and that's what he's working on at this moment. And he's all around the zone and just trying to find those edges. He's got to get that point, and that right now is what did the damage. On the batting side, though, Kareem Arusovic, 2-for-4 with two runs and two RBIs. He also drew a walk. Jake Beauchesne went 2-for-5 with a double and a single. Along with that, a 2-for-4 game from Hiroto Kobayashi. He had a double and a single, also an RBI and a run scored. And that is a look at some of the biggest plate appearances, although Harrison Garrett also went 1-for-3 with a walk. He reached multiple times. And Eric Harper reached multiple times, going 1-for-3 with a walk as well. So that's a look back at some of the biggest appearances from the Rafters offense today and a look at their pitching. And, well, unfortunately, the Rafters not able to bring that to a victory. Taking a look at the next game, the Rafters will return here to Madison as Jace Boss will return to the mound. Was the Northwoods League pitcher his last time out, going five innings with nine strikeouts and allowing just one run. He'll look to take on Eamon Mulhern, the pitcher who has gone with a 2.84 ERA and a 3-0 record for the Mallards. He's looking to keep his performance is rolling along here when he comes back to pitch tomorrow here in Madison against the Rafters. First pitch of that game at 6:05 p.m. The pregame show will begin at 5:50 here on WFHR, as always 15 minutes prior, and looking forward to that one. But that's about all for tonight's broadcast. So a bunch of thank yous have to go out, as always. A big thank you to WFHR and Chuck Gennaro for being our chief engineer and making sure that we get back on track with any technical difficulties that we may have. And, of course, to WFHR, as always, for hosting us. Along with that, a big shout-out to everyone here in Madison who helped make my stay up in the press box very easy and always a lot of fun up here. Great people. And, of course, to Ian Paprocki, the opposing broadcaster on the Northwoods League television side of things. So a big thank you to him as well for helping provide statistics and whatnot. And, of course, always for being a good friend, as always. And along with that, a big shout-out to the coaching staff, as always, for being open to talk. And one final shout-out to Preston Steiner for joining us on the pregame interview for today's show. But that's just going to about do it for tonight's broadcast. So one final time, the Rafters score 7, And the Mallards, 9. That's the final score of the game. For myself, Austin Thomas, and from the rest of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters, thank you, and have a great rest of your night.
You know, I was thinking of this, you know, a moment ago. I was talking to a friend of mine who's blind. And I said, you know, I saw this story, you know, a couple of years ago. And he and I had talked about it at the time, and I wanted to refresh my memory of what he had said. And I go, there's a blind guy going to a movie theater, and he's suing because he wanted to have a description of the movie, because evidently this is there. I didn't know it. But evidently, because of the ADA, there was if you go to a movie theater, they're supposed to give you like a headset, and you can listen to someone describe the scene as it's happening. I was like, that seems a bit excessive. And he's like, yeah, to you, because you can see it. And I'm like, yeah, good point. And I'm like, well, I wonder how much it costs. Not very much, evidently. And at the time when that story came out, it was painted as, look at this guy trying to make money off the system. And the reality is the guy was just going, hey, look, I want what the law affords me. And that's the ability to participate like anyone else. And in that moment, I went from, you know, thinking, wow, that's a bit excessive, to, yeah, it actually kind of does make sense. But now you've got an entire think tank world, Republican machine, a movement.